Cho's voice was rather higher when she spoke again. "I've been meaning to ask you for ages. Did Cedric, did he mention me at all before he died?" This was the very last subject on earth Harry wanted to discuss, and least of all with Cho. "Well, no," he said quietly. There wasn't time for him to say anything. So do you get to see a lot of Quidditch in the holidays? You support the Tornadoes, right?" His voice sounded falsely bright and cheery. To his horror, he saw that her eyes were swimming with tears again, just as they had been after the last DA meeting before Christmas. "Look," he said desperately, leaning in so that nobody else could overhear. "Let's not talk about Cedric right now. Let's talk about something else." But this apparently was quite the wrong thing to say. "I thought," she said, tears spattering down onto the table, "I thought you'd understand. I need to talk about it. Surely you need to talk about it, too. I mean, you saw it happened, didn't you?" Everything was going nightmarishly wrong. Roger Davis's girlfriend had even unglued herself to look around at Cho crying. "Well, I have talked about it," Harry said in a whisper, "to Ron and Hermione, but..." "Oh, you'll talk to Hermione Granger?" she said shrilly, her face now shining with tears, and several more kissing couples broke apart to stare. "But you won't talk to me. Perhaps it would be best if we just paid, and you went and met up with Hermione Granger, like you obviously want to." Harry stared at her, utterly bewildered, as she seized a frilly napkin and dabbed at her shining face with it. "Cho?" he said weakly, wishing Roger would seize his girlfriend and start kissing her again to stop her goggling at him and Cho. "Go on, leave," she said, now crying into the napkin. "I don't know why you asked me out in the first place if you're going to make arrangements to meet other girls right after me. How many are you meeting after Hermione?"
"It's not like that," said Harry, and he was so relieved at finally understanding what she was annoyed about that he laughed, which he realized a split second too late was a mistake. Cho sprang to her feet. The whole tea room was quiet, and everybody was watching them now.
"I'll see you around, Harry," she said dramatically, and hiccuping slightly, she dashed to the door, wrenched it open, and hurried off into the pouring rain.
"Cho!"
Harry called after her, but the door had already swung shut behind her with a tuneful tinkle. There was total silence within the tea shop. Every eye was upon Harry. He threw a galleon down onto the table, shook pink confetti out of his eyes, and followed Cho out of the door. It was raining hard now, and she was nowhere to be seen. He simply did not understand what had happened. Half an hour ago, they had been getting along fine.
"Women!" he muttered angrily, sloshing down the rain-washed street with his hands in his pockets. What did she want to talk about Cedric for, anyway? Why does she always want to drag up a subject that makes her act like a human hosepipe?